With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the July 4th weekend surpasses 100. The number of deaths reached 104 Monday as a massive search continued for missing people. In hard-hit Kerr County, home to Camp Mystic and several other summer camps, searchers have found the bodies of 84 people, including 28 children. Kerr County Sheriff Larry Latha tells KSAT search and rescue continues.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing throughout Kerr County. We're using assets from local, state, national first responders. Hundreds of trained first responders are working every aspect of this emergency.
Teams are using heavy equipment to untangle trees and wading into rivers. A Houston area pediatrician is fired over remarks she posted on social media about the Hill County flooding victims. Christina Probst had been practicing at Bluefish Pediatrics, which has 8 clinics in the Houston area. In the comments, she said, quote, Kerr County MAGA voted to cut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for. Bless their hearts, end quote. Bluefish issued a statement condemning the remarks and announcing the woman was no longer employed with them. A man with a rifle and tactical gear shot dead by police at a Border Patrol facility in Texas.
Ryan Lewis Mosqueda had an assault rifle and was carrying a utility vest when federal agents returned fire Monday morning. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez said,
but there were many, many, many dozens of rounds fired from by the suspect towards a building and towards agents in that building.
The shooting took place at a facility across the street from the McAllen International Airport. Law enforcement said afterward that they found a second rifle, more ammunition, and backpacks that the suspect had brought.
This is SRN News. Colorado's assisted suicide law is being challenged. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A group of disability advocates is taking the state to court, arguing that the measure, which allows doctors to help people take their own lives, unfairly targets the disabled. The suit contends that a request for suicide indicates a mental disorder. Under Colorado law, if a healthy person makes the request, he is referred to a psychiatrist. But if a disabled person does so, they're allowed to kill themselves. The suicide law was passed in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will not hear a case involving a push to revive a law that minors must have their parents' permission for an abortion in Montana. This after voters enshrined abortion in the state's constitution at the ballot box. The parental consent law passed back in 2013, but it was blocked in court and never took effect before it was invalidated last year. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson says more reconciliation bills will follow in the coming months.
In an interview, Speaker Johnson announced, quote, we have been planning a second reconciliation bill for the fall that would be attached to the next fiscal year and then potentially one in the spring. He said, that's my plan, 3 reconciliation bills before this Congress is over. Johnson said this is all in an effort to, quote, deliver that America First agenda, which the people elected Congress to do. The speaker continued, quote, the big, beautiful bill is designed to uplift lower and middle class Americans by making the 2017 Trump tax cuts permanent. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Officials say a search and rescue helicopter in the flooded region of Texas had to make an emergency landing after colliding with a privately operated drone. Kerr County said on Facebook the collision happened Monday afternoon after the drone entered restricted airspace. It went on to say a critical piece of response equipment is now out of service until further notice due to that drone. More details at SRNnews.com.